Oh, you cut out. I'm sorry. I said, how are you?
Good. I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. Doing well. All right. Good to connect. Did you get my boxer yesterday?
Your boxer? No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I left your boxer. I said, no problem.
I turned on my notification. I realized that that's what I guess my notifications were off.
Gotcha.
Because unless I went on the app, you know, I guess I didn't know that I had, like, I get text messages. I know I have them and stuff, but
gotcha.
That should be corrected now. So
that's okay. Yeah, no, I just sent you a boxer just that I want to try to go have you schedule a call every week, like within the 7-day period. So we're not going almost 2 weeks without a call. Because I definitely want you to boxer me more so I know how you're doing. And so I can support you. So, all right, my friend. So tell me where you're at. You know, fill me in a little bit and tell me how the week and a half has been.
I've had a rough time. I mean, when I did, my health is just, it's like it's a vicious circle, and
it pulls your attention to it, right? Because you're struggling with your health. I mean, I get it. So it's a difficult thing.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I keep trying to be patient. I feel like, you know, I just had this thought. I've been walking around outside for a while because I just had a horrible headache this morning. I never get headaches. Last night I wanted to go on the Q&A call. I went home early to do it. I was going to do it at home. Uh-huh. Just had a terrible, terrible headache. I laid down 4 o'clock. I woke up 4:15 my time. I never take a nap. I never sleep. I mean,
uh-huh.
And miss the damn call.
Uh-huh.
And today I don't know if I got worked up about the call, our call here, but first thing here this morning, got a damn headache. When I'm outside walking around, and
all
I
right.
thought, I think I'm. You know, I it took me years to get this screwed up, and I know it's not gonna happen. I'm beating myself up. I think I just
yeah, you are. Myself. You're
beating
you're
myself
thinking
up.
Too much. You're thinking too much, and don't ever be worked up about our call, buddy. Because this is not. Listen, my goal, and I've said this to you many times, and it's not resonating with you. My goal is to get you healthy. Period. End of story. And yeah, I'm gonna hold you accountable. I'm gonna be right on you because I know that's what you need. But it's all with love, okay? Like David Lyles, you'll hear him you speak in the Q&A when you get recording. You're gonna hear him speak about his tough love call yesterday. And David, very similar to you, he was in like week five, and he came on a call yesterday. And he was just like you are, just twisted inside with his thoughts and his occurrences and his headache and his finances and everything was all over the place. And I said, David, we've got to now just commit to acceptance and to die for the mind. And I got him so much clarity on that call. And he came on the Q&A last night. He goes, man, I had a little tough love, but that's exactly what I needed. It's so much more clear. I did the work all day. So we've got to get you just dialed in with the work because you're still dialed in to the minutia. You're still dialed into the chaos of your life, your health. And
I'm sorry.
I'm just going to give you. That's okay, buddy.
All right.
I get it. And Stu, I know where you're at because I've been.
I know
there.
You do. I know you do.
I've been there. And I had, man, when you go back to 2004-5, okay, when I started to learn this stuff, but my life was so freaking chaotic. I had fears about everything, around money, about my ex. She had this lawyer that would just beat on me. Money was flying out, and I was getting less and less. And when I started to do this work, I'm like, where do I even start? How do I get out of this place? And it took me a long time to master what I teach now. And I don't know the time frame. I don't remember the exact time, but it got better and better. Like segments of my life just kept getting better and better and better. But I didn't have it like all. As soon as I like bottled this package of this program that I now teach, it was really fast. Okay, everything just got better and better and better when I applied everything that I teach now. But it took me a long time to learn it all and put all the pieces together because there are many pieces to it. So that's what we're going to do. But you'll understand that you don't. When you give attention to, here's a simple example, and this is what I did. And I know it's your health, and I know that it's relationship, and I know there's some other things. But when you give your attention to all the problems, it's overwhelming, and it'll shut you down. And I'll give you two simple examples that might help you. One is when I was dealing with financial turbulence, I put all my bills in the drawer. I'm like, why do I have my bills sitting on the desk so I could see them and be reminded of them every day? I put them all in a drawer. I knew what they were, and I knew that I'd pay them when I got the money, and I did. So I put them in a drawer, and I focused on building wealth. And then there's another time, this is a long time ago, when I had to do this move, and I had a moving crew, and I had a big 30-foot, 40-foot storage unit with, loaded with furniture and stuff, couches and beds and things. And the morning of the move, and I had to be out that day of the storage unit because they were renting it to someone else, so I had no choice. And the guy calls me and says, hey, our truck broke down. The movie, it was a Hispanic guy that I used for landscaping. He goes, our truck broke down. I don't have anybody. I can't get there. And I said, well, I'll rent the truck. And he goes, I can't. He said, the crew's all over. We'd have to go pick everyone up. And he goes, we've got nothing. And he couldn't do it. So I thought, okay. And I went and got a U-Haul. And I had nobody around to help me. It was a Friday. And I went and got a U-Haul. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to do this. I have to. And I opened up the storage unit, and there was, Stu, 40 feet of furniture and boxes and everything. I'm by myself. Nobody to help me. And I thought, how am I going to do this? And the thought came into my mind, one box at a time. So I went to the office, and I got to the storage unit office, and I got their dolly, and I got a couple wheel deals that they, and I did every single thing myself out of the storage into my house. Then over the weekend, I helped people, I had upstairs, I had people come over and help me bring things upstairs and things. But I did it one box at a time. I looked at the whole project that I'm never going to be able to do this. But I thought, yeah, you can do it one box at a time. And I put some music on, and I just enjoyed the shit out of myself. And I moved it in one day by myself. And so that's how we're going to do this, buddy, one piece at a time. Okay? If you look at all of your chaos, it'll overwhelm you. And that's why you're getting the headaches. You're putting too much pressure on yourself, buddy. You've got to slow it down and do this one piece at a time. Okay? Got it?
Got it.
All right. So what was your question?
So the bills were in the drawer. They're still there. And I get I get the psychology. How do you stop thinking about them?
Okay. You're going to accept the state of being. So tell me where we left off. I know it was a week and a half ago, and I usually remember, but I know we spoke about acceptance. And so tell me about what you've listened to, what you've practiced, if anything.
So that's where the roadblock came in, was the acceptance. And then I came to the conclusion maybe I didn't understand weeks one and two enough. My comprehension is horrendous. It just,
I know,
it,
don't,
it's
don't
not
keep,
just,
you
it's
tell
an,
me that
it,
every
it's
time
everything.
We talk. I get that. So we're
okay.
going to, we don't want to keep
well,
you from
I didn't
that.
Mean to bring it up. I didn't know if you remember.
I remember everything.
Okay.
I'm really good at that.
But that's the only reason why I'm not right now. I can remember everything from 20 years ago. I can't remember anything from 20 minutes ago.
I understand.
So I listened back through one and two. Two different times, and I'm getting stuff from it, but it's so frustrating. It's like, I'm not a child. I mean, why is it taking me so? And I'm closing my eyes. I put headphones in. Headphones helped a lot. Earbuds helped me a lot. I was listening just to your on my iPad, and that lets me wander. So earbuds for me worked. So that's helping me focus. Closing my eyes, sometimes I do, I honestly fall asleep. Other times it just keeps me focused because my mind can get distracted, son of a bitch, if it doesn't get distracted.
Yeah, okay, we're going to fix that. So tell me what any of the takeaways you have. I don't care if it's one or 100. Tell me any of the takeaways you have.
Commitment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, I don't know what's wrong. I don't know if I'm making excuses.
Mm-hmm.
This past week, I just kept thinking, I didn't have any good days. I had, when I'm in a brain fog.
I'm not asking
I don't
about
listen,
your recording.
I don't watch television.
You, hold on, Stu. So I know. But I want to talk to you about the recordings. Tell me your takeaways in the recordings, not what you're going through. I know what you're going through. I know the chaos you're going through in your life. I get it. But tell me your takeaways, if any, from the recordings that you've
They give me a lot of questions. They give me a lot of questions about how do you do that? How do you do, you know, some of the things you say. Mm-hmm. When you talked about 30 minutes, you got the next 30 minutes, and after that, I don't want to hear about it anymore. 30 minutes to deal with 57 years of shit.
No. I want you to do it all day, but a minimum of 30 minutes in the morning. I think I say, give me 30, slap yourself and give me 30 minutes. Everybody laughs at that one. Because no, but I want you to do acceptance. So, all right, so tell me about, all right, let's just simplify it right now. I'm just going to teach you acceptance today. And I want you to treat your mind like you would if you were eating healthy with your body, okay? Just try to avoid the reaffirmation. What concerns me a bit about our conversation sometimes, and this is not an indictment on you doing anything wrong, it's just your mind running a program, Stu. And it keeps running a program that Stu talks about his insecurities, his inadequacies, his mistakes. We don't have to do that anymore. Stu's a good guy. I know you well enough to know that you're a good man, and you're doing your best, or else you wouldn't be here. So we don't have to go back and beat up Stu all the time. We don't have to go back and say, my mind isn't this. We don't want to keep reaffirming our problems. They might be there right now, but we don't have to think about it. It's like the person that, like I have a client that is recovering from cancer, and I directed her about 6 months ago. I said, you are no
like
longer allowed.
Hold on, buddy. I'm failing again.
I get it, but you're not.
Okay. I fucking failed it so
but
much.
But you keep speaking it. Stu, you keep speaking it, and I'm not going to let you do it. Now, enough. Now, so I talked to this woman, and I said, you are no longer allowed to ever mention that subject again. And she said, but it's there. I said, I know it's there, but what is your ultimate goal? She said, healing. I said, then that's where you focus on, healing. Stu, your ultimate goal is peace and
so
success.
So that's simple.
Hold
that
on.
Simple.
Your ultimate goal is peace, success, contentment. That's what we focus on. Now, when the chaos is there, we're going to accept. Okay, so do you have the acceptance phrase? And we're going to practice it here together. And then next week, I want you to schedule with Doreen. She's the queen of acceptance.
Okay.
And I want her to, she's a very gentle force. You've seen her on the Q&As. And she's going to guide you through this piece of acceptance to the next level. And it's due. I don't care if it takes us 6 months. We're going to get you there. And I want you improving a little bit at a time. Don't worry about it. Okay, we'll get you there. So tell me about, do you have the acceptance phrase? And I'll explain to you again what that is or no?
Yes.
Good. Tell me what it is.
I'm in a state of blank.
Oh, okay, do you have a pen?
No.
You don't?
No, I went outside to walk around.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I can walk back tomorrow towards my office.
Yeah, just let me get a pen. I want you to write this down because you're going to need it after we hang up. I can say it to you right now.
I have it written down in my notes, but I didn't. I brought some notes. I didn't bring them all.
Yeah, this is one I want you to keep in your pocket.
If you say it, I'll probably remember it. I'll remember which one you mean.
I accept that I'm experiencing a blank right now, and it's okay.
Yeah, let
me explain that. Okay, good. Now, this is what you're going to be saying all day, all week long, now moving forward. Okay, and I'll explain to you again what this is, okay, and what it means as soon as you're settled and you can write it down.
I accept that I'm experiencing frustration right now.
That's okay.
I accept that I'm experiencing, and it's okay. Yes.
It's okay. So here's what that means, Stu. I know you're walking, but pay attention here because this is important. Here's what that means. You're a byproduct of your state of being. That's all you are. You're a byproduct of a state of being. Your state of being, I'm going to wait until you get settled so you can hear me. So I know you're absorbing as much as you can here. So let me know when you're ready.
Okay. All right.
I accept.
I have it written down right here.
Okay, go ahead and say it then.
I accept that I'm experiencing pain right now, and that's okay.
Okay, so that's a state of being. That's you're going from resistance to acceptance, right? So now, do you remember how the state of being communicates to you? Right? How do we know what our current state of being is?
I think of it as it should just come into my head.
Right, a thought, exactly. So the state of being is non-physical, Stu. It's energy. But it is the thing that is creating everything that you are, your thoughts, your emotions, your experiences. So it is literally the thing that is creating it all. So the thoughts are a byproduct of your energy, your state of being. Your emotions are a byproduct. So you're the machine. You're the car. The thoughts and the emotions are the passengers in the car that are driving it, or the vibrations in the car, whatever you want to call it. But you're just the vehicle to experience your state of being, okay? Now, here's how it works. And then I'm going to do it for 2 minutes, and you're going to do it for 5 minutes. And I'll give you your marching orders for the week. And I don't want you listening to any recordings this week. The only thing I want you doing, when I teach you this acceptance piece, I want you accepting nonstop, because the more you accept, the more your mind's going to slow down. And that's what we need to get you to do this week, okay? All right, so here it is. So I'm going to do it real time with you on the phone. And now I'm feeling really good right now, and I'm in a state of being acceptance. My mind might take me anywhere, but I'm just going to accept. Now I'm going to let my thoughts come up, Stu. There are my emotions that I'm feeling, but mostly my thoughts. And I'm going to identify a state of being, and I'm going to accept them, okay?
Okay.
Accept that I'm experiencing excitement right now, and that's okay. I accept that I'm experiencing gratitude right now, and that's okay. I accept that I'm experiencing happiness right now, and that's okay. I accept that I'm experiencing encouragement right now, and that's okay. I accept that I'm experiencing concern right now, and that's okay. I accept that I'm experiencing excitement right now, and that's okay. I accept that I'm experiencing difficulty right now, and that's okay. I accept that I'm experiencing procrastination right now, and that's okay. So I just allowed a thought to come to my attention. I identified my state of being, because the thought tells me what I am. Like, you know, the first thought I had was, I'm playing golf this afternoon with some friends. I accept that I'm experiencing excitement right now because I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. So that's the thought. I identify a state of being, and I embrace it. I accept it. So we're no longer going to repel where you're at, Stu, because that's the thing that's keeping you stuck. That's the resistance that expands. Now, the only reason you are there is because, like you said, you've been there for 40 years, 57 years, I think you said. And so that's, you've been conditioned to be in the state you're in. Now we're conditioning your mind to be in acceptance. That's all we're doing. And we're going to keep accepting every state of being that comes up nonstop all week. All right. You ready to practice it?
Did you have your eyes closed?
I did, because I know the phrase, but if you don't know the phrase yet,
you got to keep them
open. And the phrase is a symbol to what we're doing. But yes, when I do it, I close my eyes because I don't want any distractions. So, and remember, Stu, when you start doing this for a few minutes for me here, you're going to screw it up, and I'm going to correct you, but just so you do it right, not judgment. Okay, go ahead.
I accept that I'm experiencing frustration right now, and that is okay.
Mm-hmm.
I accept that I'm experiencing procrastination right now, and that is okay.
Okay.
I accept that I'm experiencing anger right now. And that is okay.
Good. Slow down a little bit.
I accept that I'm experiencing loss right now, and that is okay. I accept that I'm experiencing worry right now, and that is okay. I accept that I'm experiencing remorse right now, and that is okay.
Good. So sort of let the thought come up first, because then you identify the state of being, then accept. Go ahead.
I accept that I'm experiencing betrayal right now, and that is okay.
Good, you're doing great.
I accept that I'm experiencing confusion right now, and that is okay. I accept that I'm experiencing resentment right now, and that is okay. I accept that I'm experiencing sadness right now, and that is okay. I accept that I'm experiencing hostility right now, and that is okay. I accept that I'm experiencing resentment right now, and that is okay.
You're doing great. Keep going, buddy. You're doing fantastic.
I accept that I'm experiencing failure right now, and that is okay. I expect that I'm experiencing happiness right now, and that is okay. I accept that I'm experiencing humor right now, and that is okay. I accept that I'm experiencing compassion right now, and that is okay.
So your mind's slowing down? Okay, go ahead. Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe if your mind is calm, I accept that I'm experiencing calm right now, and that's okay. Just keep going.
I accept that I'm experiencing no thoughts right now.
Calm. Okay. There we go. That's calm. Mm-hmm.
I accept that I'm experiencing calm right now, and that is okay.
Mm-hmm. And don't go searching. If it's a minute or 30 seconds, something will pop up. But maybe it's peace. Maybe it's relief.
I accept that I'm experiencing overwhelm right now, and that is okay.
Nothing in yet? Oh, there we go.
Searching mm-hmm. right now. And
yeah,
okay.
And don't search.
I'm
just
searching.
Yeah, it'll come to you. So that was really good, Stu. That was A plus. Way better than I thought you'd be. So now here's what I want you to do this week. Okay, is just that.
Okay.
You can't do that enough. Okay, you can't do that enough. If you're doing it, when you listen to yesterday's Q&A recording, you'll hear me tell a story about me that I was in such chaos that I had to do an entire day of acceptance. So I blocked my calendar out, and I ended up doing 16 hours in a row, 16 straight hours of what you just did there for 4 minutes.
Okay.
I did for 16 straight hours. I was a mess, but I knew I needed it. So I want you to take any waking moment now where you're walking, where you're alone, when you're in, and again, when if it flares up, the headache, the pain, the discomfort, don't accept the headache. Accept the discomfort and the pain. Just keep accepting. I want you to do that all day long as much as possible. And as you realize there, your mind slowed down in just a few minutes.
It did.
Because the mind will fire, Stu. It's like a hose. If you ever had a garden hose on, full power, and then you let it go and it's still on, the hose is waving all over the place, that's what your thoughts will do when you're in resistance. They'll just fire all over the place. When you're accepting, you're literally taking back the hose and turning off the you're gaining control of it again, and now it goes to that light spray as you water the plants. Okay, it's no longer flying around. That's what you're doing. You're shifting to a state of being of acceptance, which is literally going to give you the like comment. So your mind has been misfiring for so long that it just goes, and then you think about it, and you pull on that thread. We're not going to think about it and pull on the thread anymore. We're just going to keep accepting. So for this week, I just want you to do two things for me. I want you to accept three things. I'm sorry. Very simple. I want you to accept nonstop. I mean, every day, all day, if possible. Just as much, even if it's peace and contentment or whatever, I want you to accept nonstop. I want you to no longer reaffirm the problem, the mistakes, or who you've been, and the retention of information, or the head. Don't talk about the stuff. Accept the states of being that are making you talk about it. So if you say, man, I just don't retain it, I accept that I'm experiencing judgment right now, and that's okay. Because I'm so bad, I accept that I'm experiencing judgment right now, and that's okay. You just keep accepting. You identify a state of being, and you keep accepting. So acceptance, stop any and all, talk about the problem. And number three is Voxer me. If you have any questions, any struggles, anything, I want to hear from you. Fair enough?
Sounds good.
That wasn't too bad, was it, buddy?
Much better than when we started.
All right, pal. So then schedule with Doreen next week. Her scheduling link is in the membership site. And I'll fill her in on where we're at, and she'll take you. She'll keep you moving forward. And Stu, I don't care how many weeks this takes, months, whatever, we're in it together.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Have a good weekend.
You too.